Hey everyone, Lorenzo here, and welcome to today's show. We have a very special guest and a very special topic. Please join me in welcoming Anna Liebel, a mind shifter and host of the Genius Leadership Podcast. And I'm a big fan of Anna's. I've been watching her content on YouTube, listening to her podcast, her guests, and what I really appreciate most is just the in-depth dialogue and conversation. There's always amazing takeaways. There's always amazing aha moments in her content and in her shows. And I really love the space that she provides for her guests to just share their perspective uninterrupted. I know as a podcaster, it's one of those things that we always want to jump in, ask more questions, go deeper. But I would ask all of you to please check out the Genius Leadership Podcast or follow Anna on LinkedIn and any of the other social media accounts. So welcome to the show, Anna, and I'm really excited for this special episode.
Thank you, Lorenzo, and welcome to my show as well, since we're going to share this episode with audiences of both on both platforms. I'm very, very happy that we finally made it happen. It's been a conversation and following each other for a while, and I've been enjoying your show as well and learning a lot from you and Chris. And it's really amazing to be here today and to chat more.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Yeah. And I'm looking forward. I know we discussed a few different topics that we wanted to cover and going into 2022. And a big thing that Chris and I have talked about is really starting to engage more of our favorite leaders and our favorite leadership content on the internet. You know, people that we listen to, people that we watch, that we've discovered and that we've really found just some great takeaways and great inspiration from. So looking forward to continuing dialogue like this on hot topics. If there's any listeners out there of your show or our show, we love to hear from you. And if there's something that you want us to go deeper into or if there's topics that you'd like for us to discuss, we'd love to hear from you on any of our platforms whatsoever. So today's topic is around joy and joy in the workplace and finding joy. And we have talked about joy on our show. We've talked about happiness on our show. We talk a lot about culture and positivity and how leaders bring that to life for their teams and for their people. But I just kind of want to start it with that. Like, let's just talk a little bit about joy. What does that mean to you when you hear that term? And what are some of those things that that come to mind in the space of leadership and personal development when you hear the word joy?
It's a beautiful question and such a good one to discuss in the early year, right? When we are still in this setting of or in the mode of setting goals for ourselves, really trying to get on track with some things that we might be slipping with in our life and so on. And it's really the right space to go from. So for me, joy would be about the choice of being in the moment and really train yourself to be in the moment as much as possible. I believe that we can't really experience joy if we're not here and now. And those memories that we create and we then relive and feel joy again, for that we need to be in the moment to actually create that memory and to feel that connection on an emotional level. So that would be really about the choice and the continuous practice and learning of feeling the moments that you're in right now, being in the present.
You know, how about you? Yeah, I love that. I think we did a little bit of research, and I think there was like a Kearney survey that went out, and it said 90% of people, you know, aspire for having joy in the workplace, but only I think maybe 37% actually experience joy. And, you know, it wasn't that it's shocking to me that we see that, but I think what you talked about and that understanding of really first knowing yourself and what exactly brings you joy. There's things that we'd like to do. There's things that we kind of stand to do. There's parts of jobs that we feel like I like doing this, but that's very different than actually finding joy. You know, as somebody who's been in retail leadership my entire career, I find joy in seeing people grow and seeing people challenge themselves to be better and then seeing people get the fruits of their labor, work really hard, focus on themselves, take critical feedback, grow, learn, develop, and then achieve the things in life, whether it's the confidence to go for a promotion or a job that they've been working towards or to even start their own business or take risks that they know longer term can pay off for them. That's really where I found the greatest joy is people saying, I did this, right? As a result of being on this team with the people that I work with, I was able to challenge myself to achieve this thing. And so for me, I find a lot of joy in that. And my industry is such that you get to experience that a lot if that is something that you find joy in, because there's a lot of people there's a lot of challenges every single day. And while it can seem like it's monotonous, it's very unique and different because it's a people business and people are unique and different. And so I just think that that's one thing for me when I hear the term joy is it's not what you like about your job. It's do you actually find joy in what you're doing every day? Does that give you strength? Does that give you, power? Does that fill your buckets in your day-to-day tasks? And I think that's such an important thing for people to consider and think about as they're deciding what they want to do for their career and their jobs. And sometimes it's okay to have a job where you don't find joy and just say, I need a job right now. but don't get them twisted, right? Like sometimes you just have to work, or maybe you're taking a job to gain experience, to think about, finding a career or work that really brings you joy. But knowing that yourself, I think, is so important to being able to actually discover it.
I love it, Lorenzo, that you actually bring it to really this self-knowledge, self-awareness, and time for reflection, because I think this is one of the prerequisites for feeling joy. As I said, it is a choice, and to practice that choice and to actually own the power of having the choice, you really need to know yourself. I really like how you actually started with that. Do you think there is any discrepancy or no, any relation between not feeling joy for many people in the workplace and not finding time or not having the habit of reflecting and learning themselves?
Yes, I think there is a connection there. I think that I think there's a larger societal element to this, where I think a lot of times people will focus on the things that they don't have or the things they need to do to get better, or there's always this kind of chasing of I want this but I don't have it, or I need this, or just this feeling in general. And I think some elements of it is social media driven, and just there's this constant poking of look what somebody else has and what I don't have, or I want to achieve that and I don't have that. And I think that plays out in how we see ourselves in the mirror. And when we look in the mirror, I think we tend to only see our flaws, or we see a lot of our flaws. And that stops us from considering and thinking about, what do we really, what do we enjoy about ourselves? And what are we proud of in ourselves? And what are the things that we've done where we have surprised ourselves in perseverance and grit and exceeding our own expectations of different things that we've done in life? And we tend to focus on what we don't have and maybe what we need to work on, instead of thinking about what we do have and the work that we've done to get to this point. And so I think that those that maybe don't spend the time really considering that and finding life and joy in life have a really hard time connecting joy to work. And so we talk about gratitude and what are you thankful for and things like that. And I think that's such an important part of healthy, just personal mental management, of making sure that you're in a good space, is taking the time to pause, be proud of yourself for the work that you've done, consider all the hurdles and things that you've overcome, and really think about the opportunities that are in front of you. But I absolutely would agree that I think there is definitely a connection between those that maybe don't take the time to consider the joy they find in life, and then having a hard time connecting that to finding any joy at all when it comes to work.
I just want to be practical here and give the piece of advice to our genius leaders and the leadership hackers. I don't know whether you call them that way, but I just try to really bring the name of the to members of my community. So to you, dear listeners and viewers, the tip could be answer a question for yourself, reflect on that, and journal on it every day. What am I proud of? Or what have I done well today? So this is one of the journaling prompts I give to almost all my clients sooner or later. And this is so important to really sit down and actually write down. And the rule of thumb is 3 things. So this is the challenge that I give to all my clients. For me right now, it's 10 things. Now it's holidays, so it's actually 5 in total, but usually every day it's 5 personally and 5 in my professional life. But start with 3 in general as your life overall, right? And write down those things and pat yourself on the shoulder. Pause and look at those couple of sentences, couple of bullet points, even words. And just think about it. I've done something good today. Because the audiences of both of our podcasts, they are high achievers, right? The people who have no problems actually getting things done and moving things forward for themselves personally, professionally, and for their companies and their teams. But it's always this chase of the next milestone, the next goal, and there, this, that finish line will actually, I will rest or I'll be happy and so on and so forth. No, stop every single day. Take a moment to actually acknowledge yourself for the last couple of hours and see that you're actually doing a lot of great things every single day.
Yeah, I love that. And I was having this dialogue with somebody last week around making sure that you're chasing development and not chasing a title, and that you are not turning mile markers into milestones, because that's what happens in careers, is that we think that once we have this title, once we have this thing, once we're on this team, or once we're doing this work, now I've made it. And it's just a simple mile marker on the longer journey of your own personal growth and development. And I think bringing it back to joy, there was an article by Rebecca Newton on HBR, Harvard Business Review, and it's titled "Rediscover Joy at Work." And it kind of ties in some of the things that you were talking about, and that I was speaking about earlier, which is kind of making sure that you're using your strengths at work, that you're highlighting the things that you do really, really well, and taking the time to have a positive influence on the business or on your team or on your people by really doing what you do really, really well. And then another thing that she mentioned was focusing on your development, on your professional development, learning, growing. I love that you called that out. If you're listening to this right now, you're already down that path. If you are taking the steps to listen to Genius Leadership Podcast or Hacking Your Leadership, and you're spending that time in your own personal development, consuming content with the intent of gaining perspective or making yourself better, you are down that path of realizing that there's something there that may help you. And there's something that may resonate with you that I say or that Anna says that may change your day or may change your career. And that's a great, great first step. And I think that these are things that we always highly recommend is take the time. I love that you said, like, ask yourself this question. For listeners of our podcast, we always say, get out your pen and paper and write this down and do this 1 minute hack and take the time to pause and consider. And sometimes it is writing things down. Sometimes it is just stopping and thinking about the answer to the question. But those times of reflection are so imperative to making sure that, you know, you're aligning yourself within your own values and you're focused on the work that's going to give you the best opportunity to be the best version of yourself in the most unique way.
And it's not about that ultimate day that when you really get to this ultimate best version of yourself, right? Just as you said, Lorenzo, it is about this process and really continuously developing, because there's always another level we can reach. Luckily, we're never done with this work, hopefully, until the end of our life, until the last breath. And I think this is something that we really need to change. It's not about reaching that particular goal. It's about really being on the process and enjoying it, learning to enjoy and finding the pleasure on, like, hey, today I've managed this situation better. Just yesterday, actually, I had a walk with my husband. It was a luxury, since we are at his family now for Christmas. Now, it was a luxurious time when we could leave our daughter with his parents and just go for a walk as a couple. This doesn't happen as often. And it was just so nice to, like, have a chat for 1.5 hours. And we discussed this kind of thing that, okay, I have been much better in the last couple of years with reactions. Even though it has been quite stressful time with the corona, with being the mom of a toddler in a new country, just starting my own business and so on, I didn't have those breakdowns. And we tried to remember when was the last time I'd actually wanted or I threw my phone down. Because years back, that was my reaction. When I would get super angry, frustrated, I would just, I literally threw my phone across the room many times. I couldn't remember when was the last time when I did it. And that's the power of this progress, of the daily reflection. I haven't done, like, uber complicated, sophisticated things to get better, to get to the space where I actually have the time to react in a different way, when I have the power and I actually own that power to do differently than my reptile, unsophisticated part of the brain might want me to. And this is the power of this continuous work on yourself. It doesn't happen like a click of the fingers and voila, you're a different person. It happens gradually, but for that you need to stay on the path and actually learn to enjoy the path.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's really about kind of accepting that it's a journey and enjoying the journey. You know, what some really popular terms and words right now are perseverance and grit. I think I might have even said it earlier as we were talking. And I remind people that perseverance and grit are very important things, and they're very helpful in getting us where we want to go. But while you're in the middle of them, they are no fun. do not get it twisted. Like when you have to persevere, by definition, when you have to have grit, by definition, is not the best of times typically. You are really having to pull yourself through these things. But knowing that you're in them and understanding that it's a journey and having that element of joy where, like, I know I'm learning a lot right now, and I know that I can be frustrated, and I know that maybe I don't have all the answers or the path is not exactly clear, but I feel really good about the path that I'm on. And I have kind of this faith that I know if I continue to do this work and connect with my mentors and take in any content or direction or inspiration or motivation or influence from positive people in my life that are also on the same path. They want me to be successful. You know, they want me to be able to achieve the goals that I want to achieve. When you have those people surrounding you, sometimes it just has to be that. There has to be this element of a little bit of blind faith. But if you are finding joy in what you're doing, even if it is frustrating or tough, it's a lot easier to kind of fuel that progression and movement down the right way, as opposed to when you don't have joy in something, and it's happiness and it's fleeting. It's a lot harder to want to push yourself through those moments because you want to say, like, well, I don't want to do this anyway. I don't even like this anyway, versus I really love this, and this is the part where I'm growing, and sometimes growth is painful. And that's, you know, that's what it needs to be sometimes when it comes to really stretching yourself and learning about things and putting yourself in spaces that maybe you're not comfortable in or you've never experienced before. Those are all things that really that happen and can be very exhausting and can be very frustrating. But there are also the times that I think will solidify, you know, your beliefs. They'll solidify your values. They'll clarify a lot of things for you. But you really have to have joy in the work that you're doing for those things to kind of be sticky in moving forward.
Yeah, I really love this reminder, Lauren. So thanks for sharing it, because it is so important, and it is not sexy. Let's say that way. That's why it's not talked about it that much. That yes, to have grit, to have perseverance, you actually have to go through the messy middle. Without it, you can't really say that you have those characteristics and you have practiced them. So I think here what you're talking about is what I often talk about with the zone of genius. That's why genius leadership, right? It is about leading from your zone of genius. And the zone of genius is the term by Gay Hendricks, and he defines this as this area where you're actually following your natural gifts and you're actually doing the things that you're best at, right? Naturally, you don't have to really put a lot of effort into learning them. You're actually enjoying the process of learning them. And I extend this definition a bit more to say that this is a flow of living. And the thing is that when you find this zone of yours, the zone of genius, it doesn't mean that you're 100% of time you're enjoying what you do, but you're so aligned with your inner compass that it's not a question for you and not a problem for you to go through the tough moments of life. Because life is a stormy sea. But if you have this strong inner GPS system, it's easier to navigate through that stormy sea. And this is the flow of living. It's not about enjoying and really running, skipping, hopping around happily 24/7. No, it's not about that. It's about knowing how every event, every action of yours contribute to your bigger goal, bigger purpose, whatever you want to be guided by, and how that aligns with your values. And sometimes it is painful. Sometimes it is like being an entrepreneur for me, for example, in a new country, being a new mom. Is it fun all the time? No. Do I do my favorite part all my working hours? No. I love talking to people, but I have to do a lot of admin work. I need to create content, right? Which is more one way quite often, rather than being in conversations with people and so on and so forth. There are some things that I'm not loving, but I know that they are part of, for me, necessary to do to actually create the impact that I want to see in the world. So this is really a good reminder to do those things and get through them, knowing that this is part of your journey.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's a great place for us to kind of stop this dialogue and conversation for this show. But trust me when I tell you, Hacking Your Leadership listeners, like, and there will be more to come. We are going to build out some content again in 2022 here, and really looking forward to more conversations with you, Anna. Please let our listeners know where they can find you, where they can follow you, where they can download your podcast. Give them all the information they need, because, again, I would ask all of them, please check Anna out. There's some great conversations and dialogue and just like this around things that are relevant in the space that will help you as a person, and obviously will then go into your leadership and how you lead people. But please share with our audience where they can find you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Lorenzo, for the warm words and the possibility. So the Genius Leadership Podcast is on all major podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and so on. So please go and look for that. And if it's not on your favorite platform, just let me know through LinkedIn or drop me an email at anna@annaliebel.com. Liebel is my last name. So just do that. And I'm always happy to hear from you, whether you have any feedback, you have any follow-up questions or comments and reflections on what you hear. And the major platform for me socially is the LinkedIn. So please feel free to connect there and let's continue the conversation.
Thank you so much. And everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful holiday. And we'll talk to you next time.